Various activities day by day. Mrs. White found time to be a good neighbor, as well. On Sunday, January 3rd, she and Mary walked out to visit Mrs. Ayersberger. They found her on her way to visit Mr. and Mrs. Louis A. Frank, so they all went together. Mrs. White felt sorry for Mr. A. Frank. He had served as a translator in the Basel office for years, but his poor health habits during his student days had undermined his constitution. During the following week, she began to have her own health problems. Her left eye became inflamed, and she was afflicted with headaches. When she couldn't write, she would dictate her letters, thus continuing to work despite her indisposition. She tried to get out into the open air as often as possible. One day in the middle of January, just a few days before her granddaughter, Ella, turned 4, she took the little girl by the hand, and together they went for a walk. As grandmother and bubbly youngster walked and talked, they became so engrossed in their cheerful adventure that they lost account of their whereabouts. No one seemed to understand English well enough to tell them how to find the printing office. For an hour they searched for the way home. Finally they found the railroad track, which they knew led past their street. When they reached the office, they found everyone very worried over their long absence. Her eye trouble persisted throughout January, and sometimes, when she could not bear to write longer, Mary White would hear her singing to while away the time.